Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
All right, it's confirmed, my friends. It is confirmed. What am I talking about? Well, as we have been speculating, and as many people have, it's the worst-kept secret in Washington, D.C. You know what it is? Who really is running the O'Biden regime? James O'Keefe has a new video out there, folks. Don't know if you've seen it. Who is really running the regime? And it ain't Joe Biden, folks. It's another undercover video. I want to just throw that out there to you. Hey, welcome, by the way, to Political Coffee. This is the Political Morning Show, or you can grab a cup of coffee. Maybe if you're on your way to work, or maybe if you just got up, this is the opportunity for you to, well, take ideas from this show. Yeah, things you hear me say or talk about, or others, because I do read your email, so I want you to send me an email if you've got a comment on the issues of the day that we're talking about, because we talk about things that matter in your life, our world, things that you can use to have persuasive conversations with persuadable people. Now, the James O'Keefe video is not one of those things. Let's just be honest, because it doesn't really matter too much to the average person who is persuadable. How about the issue of the Salem Kaiser School Board decided unanimously to cut 400 positions and to approve $70 million in proposed cuts? Now, what this story does not tell us is a couple of things. What was last year's budget, and what is this year's budget, even with $70 million in cuts? Maybe one of you out there knows the answer to that question. Because, of course, Channel 8 news story here that I'm reading doesn't dive into that. Yeah, they're cutting 7% of their workforce, but what we did talk about from last week was this. The largest ever pay increase for teachers announced on the same day that the superintendent announced that we're going to have to cut 400 positions. How are they paying for that massive increase for teachers? Oh, and by the way, the story has a sign here. Somebody at the meeting held up a sign that said, "Fund teachers, not weapon detectors." Now, if you're a parent and you care about the gangbanger, and there's more of those gangbangers in America today, including maybe some very dangerous terrorists, very dangerous MS-13 criminals. Do you want them bringing guns into your child's school? Or do you want to give teachers more money? You tell me which is more important to you. Just saying, folks. Should we give teachers more money at the expense of keeping your kids safe? How about school resource officers in the schools? You know, police officers, cops carrying guns. How about hardening the schools with things like weapons detectors or with the entry points of schools so you can't get in? If a shooter walks in the door and they start shooting, they can't get in. Which would you rather do? Pay more money to teachers? By the way, some teachers have died shielding their students from killers. Those teachers would be alive if we had funded hardening schools. And the money's there, folks. It's there at the state level, it's there at the federal level, but nobody cares, apparently. So you tell me, what do you think? Should we fund teachers at the expense of keeping your kids safe in schools? Also, the Multnomah County Health Department. Now, I don't know about Marion County. Again, maybe one of you great state employees or county employees can can let me know about this. There's this drug called Trank. It is being used. It's known as xylazine. And guess where it comes from, folks? It's being used with fentanyl. It's a non-opioid veterinary tranquilizer. So apparently it's being mixed with fentanyl and people are dying because of it. But yet Multnomah County says, well, we don't have any evidence of it or suspicion that xylazine is widespread use at this time. However, it is being mixed with other things, and they have confirmed that several people have died from drug overdoses when it's mixed with a whole bunch of other things. They are performing toxicology reports, investigations. And people have died from it. Yet we roll out the red carpet for China. And this drug, along with others, comes from China. Oh, and by the way, Beijing Biden, as he is called in this news story headline, plans to kill a project that could end China's dominance on minerals needed for green energy. Oh, how convenient. Now, what on earth? This is the Ambler Access Road Project in Alaska that would supply critical minerals used in solar panels, wind turbines, and electric vehicle batteries. And the Biden administration is expected to deny approval of building the road, which, of course, increases our reliance on China, which is the world's provider of those. Now, there is this mine project in northern Nevada. I just wonder, it's being approved, it's being allowed to go forward. Now, I just wonder who is benefiting from that. I just wonder if, you know, maybe Biden, Hunter, or one of their family are benefiting from the project or are benefiting by killing this project in Alaska, benefiting from the project that's being allowed to go forward in northern Nevada, or this one in Alaska that's about to die. I do want to talk for a moment about this. Well, there's a great Oregon Catalyst story. And those of you who have seen and heard, because I know that several of you have emailed, and I think Kathy called last week to talk about this Oregon dairy viral video. This is this video of where the state of Oregon says if you milk one goat or one cow, that's a confined animal feeding operation and you're subject to all kinds of new rules. Well, Samantha Bayer of the Oregon Property Owners Association has written this. It's an editorial, if anything else. Actually, an op-ed piece. Let me correct myself there. This is about that video, and she explains it. This is really good. When I was chairman of the House Ag and Resources Committee, we talked about CAFO operations, and these are generally meant for large dairy farms, which have a lot of water runoff, a lot of sewage runoff, manure, and that kind of thing, and how you deal with all of that. Chickens, you know, all of these. And there's a barrage of, as she writes, regulations that are constantly changing that these large operators have to come into compliance with. Well, somehow the definition changed under the Oregon Department of Agriculture about the rules for CAFO. Now, understand what this boils down to is that this is about competition, folks. This is large dairy farms, large milk producing groups that do not want raw milk producers as competition. That's what this boiled down to. Because you see, small raw milk producers don't register as a CAFO. Now, this article gives you the actual rule. Now, again, this is not law, but yet it is law. And it clearly means, in fact, there was a white paper written about raw milk dairies and CAFO permit requirements a year ago. White paper written by the state. Basically, she writes, in short, if you're, according to ODA, if you're milking an animal, one animal, in a building or a pen that has anything but grass underneath of it, is apparently it's okay. If you're outdoors on land, on grass or whatever, and you are milking, that's okay. But if you're milking on concrete, you're subject to the same regulatory requirements as a farm with hundreds or thousands of animals. The raw milk producers sued, filed a federal lawsuit. They talk about that in this article. Well, ODA temporarily pulled back its enforcement. Folks, they have not changed the rule. And I will guarantee to you that the large milk producers, folks, the large milk producers have lobbyists. I know. They lobbied me. Big sellers of milk products have lobbyists at the state capitol. I know, because they lobbied me on this very issue. And this was back in the 90s and the early 2000s, folks. This issue is as crazy as can be. This is not what is meant. But this is an issue you can use in your conversations with people in your world. Is it as good as Biden inflation, Bidenomics failing? Is it as good as protecting girls' sports from tranny boys? Is it as good as not allowing 10-year-olds to have abortions without parental consent or knowledge, which is Oregon law, by the way? Is it as good as stopping the Democrats' porn forever in schools bill? No, it isn't. But it's another one you can add to the list that helps people reimagine or rethink their political alliances. Back in a moment with Ronnie. Don't go away, Ronnie. 503-589-20. That's the call. Back in.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Okay, we're back. Sorry about that, friends. I sometimes just forget to push the button. 503-589-1220. That's the number to call. Let's go to the phones with Ronnie. Ronnie, thanks for hanging on. Your thoughts on what we're talking about so far today.
Let's start with three things. Down in Lakeview, all the way to northern Nevada, the information I've seen, the public record, yes, it's a Chinese situation that's been approved in mining down there with about 34% ownership of a LLC company. You know how they do. They go through Delaware and everything. They utilize our systems. So basically, the question we need to ask, number one, is there a backdoor payout for somebody besides Biden? And they get a kickback to his family, to Joe?
Probably.
Okay. Second thing, fentanyl. Marion County just had arrested in jail. Somebody dropped dead a few days ago from fentanyl. And it's going around rampant in the jail room. Okay. You want to have talking arguments?
Wait. Are you saying that in the Marion County jail that somebody died who got fentanyl from
another prisoner
smuggled into the jail? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, inside the jail.
Wow.
I'm Multnomah, Marion County.
Wow.
Okay. And I'll give you the newest one. I was getting ready to call a talk show that a friend of yours, you know, in Portland. Yesterday, as I'm sitting in North Salem, I seen a guy riding around on a bicycle with a little baby carrier. Okay. This guy went next door to the house I'm doing a little side work at North Salem off of Kell Road area and took cans right out of the backyard. I couldn't believe it. So I waited till the people, after I got done with my work, seen the neighbors, and he said, no, we didn't have no way. He lied. Because I did make him, I was going to pull my belt out and give him a little Texas of Shell alien. And come to find out that he went in the backyard, gates unlocked, took two bags of cans, and took off. I called and gave him my non-emergency number. And maybe this Julie Hoy, when she becomes mayor, along with Mr. Holderton and Ms. Coleman, they need to address the police chief. How does, this is not considered non-emergency. If I see a crime, back in the 90s, early 2000s, when I did arrest somebody, citizen arrest me and another person, for shoplifting, and about 18 other crimes when I first been in the state up for almost 31 years, you need the owner's permission to file charges. When in the heck does that happen anymore? This is a problem that if you look at the big picture, just like MS-13, you're not going to let people in Salem County School District be funded to defend themselves, and you're going to not let law enforcement be in the schools, but you're going to give big bucks, more money than my adopted sister did make as a teacher in California? For what? These are the questions we need to ask and ask your mayor why you got a weak-butted police chief since Bill Comeau retired in 2020.
Fair enough, Ronnie. Those are good questions, and I thank you for presenting them, and they are questions that people ought to be asking, and you ought to be talking about them, folks. He's right on the money. These are the issues that matter. Should Salem teachers get more money at the expense of your child's safety or your grandchild's safety? You tell me, 503-589-1220. That's the number to call, 503-589-1220. By the way, yesterday, as I predicted, as we all knew was going to happen, the U.S. Senate adjourned the trial of Alejandro Mayorkas. You know, the leftist who's opened the southern border and has allowed, somewhere maybe around 10 million people that we can speculate about come across the southern border. They decided not to proceed with a trial. They dismissed it. And Chuckie Schumer said, hey, it's unconstitutional. Well, folks, it not only was constitutional, but Senator Mike Lee, who's a constitutional scholar and lawyer, literally destroyed Chuck Schumer's argument about this not being, that his conduct did not arise to the level of a high crime or misdemeanor, which is required under Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution. And of course, it was a party line vote. Mike Lee gets up and says, if this is not a high crime and misdemeanor, what is? If this is not impeachable, what is? And he lays it out, chapter and verse, folks. Now, the people in our world, I got a couple of questions yesterday from people saying, yeah, is the Senate, are they really going to go through with the trial for Mayorkas? No, that was never going to happen, folks. Now, I just want you to think about this in relation to how Republicans in control of the Senate would act. They wouldn't act any different. Republicans do not play to win. Now, we can at the local level, but at the national level, they don't. The fix is in, folks. Too many of them get money from big donors. Big donors that have a lot of financial interest in seeing things continue just the way they are. Like with the expected votes Mike Johnson's going to bring forward on Ukraine aid. Oh, by the way, it seems that his top policy advisor is a former lobbyist. Clients who have a corporate interest in the Ukraine war. Mike Johnson is failing us, folks. Too bad. He needs to go. See you on the other side.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes from the top down. Great to have you with us today, my friends. 503-589-1220. That is the number to call if you want to comment on what we're talking about today. 503-589-1220. Or you can shoot me an email to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. What are we talking about today? Well, let me just quickly lay out these things, and then I'm going to tease you with this. Breitbart has a story. Here, I'm quoting from the story now. Here for the first time is the inside story of how globalists undercut the America First movement from inside Speaker Johnson's office, and how the Speaker himself has now authorized them to go scorched earth in attacks against any conservatives or supporters of former President Donald Trump who seek to hold him accountable, Johnson, and block the four-pronged foreign aid scheme he outlined Monday evening and introduced yesterday on Wednesday. We're going to talk about that here for a moment, because if you don't think that doesn't impact you, it does in a lot of ways. So also does having a heating and cooling system that is working to make you feel nice and toasty warm in your home. Mine is right now. Got up this morning and it was 34 degrees out here on the farm. Yesterday was right at freezing. If your system doesn't keep up, you need to call Freedom Heating and Air and let them know and say, hey, you know, why don't you come out and give me a free second opinion, or just give me an opinion what my system is doing. You see, they're running an ad right now for a free second opinion. If some other company has come to you and said, look, something's wrong with your system, we just think you need to be replacing the whole thing before you spend all that money. And it's not inexpensive, folks. Before you spend all that money, why don't you get a free second opinion from Freedom Heating and Air? Won't cost you anything. Just your time to make a little phone call to 503-580-1456, 580-1456, or check out their website, freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net. We're talking about, should we give Salem teachers more money at your children's or your grandchildren's expense when it comes to their personal safety? The school board last night approved $70 million in cuts. Now, again, I'm asking some of you out there, because this article on KGW does not address this issue, I'm asking you to tell me, all right, so they cut $70 million and 400 positions, of which 100 were held vacant. Okay. So they're already cut. You're already understanding what that means. Somebody's at this meeting holding a sign that says fund teachers, not weapon detectors. Is that how you think? It's okay to fund the teachers who got their record pay increase from the school district? And then the school district cuts 400 positions. Now, what's not in the story, and maybe some of you know, and you can email it to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news, especially if you want to remain anonymous, that's okay. Even with a $70 million budget cut, are they spending more money this budget than last year's budget or the year before? I'm just curious. And are you willing to give the teachers more money at the expense of hardening schools to keep your kids safe from the crazy people? You know, the tranny shooters, like the one, what was it, in Tennessee? Who, by the way, they've been ordered to release, if I remember right, the tranny shooters manifesto, and the cops are still not doing it. They're appealing it. Anyway, we're talking about that today. There's a new drug, Trank. It's the story on Coin 6 says, it's not supposed to be widespread. This is a veterinary tranquilizer. This is not the same as using ivermectin, folks, which, by the way, you notice that the federal government backed away, partly because of lawsuits and partly because of the fraud they knew that it was, to say, well, seriously, folks, y'all using horse paste instead of these DNA-altering, immune-suppressing drugs. Yeah, this veterinary tranquilizer known as Trank is being used with fentanyl, and it's killing people. It's xylazine is what it is, folks. And guess where it comes from? You got it. China. Governor Tina Kotek won't veto millions for Oregon cities as she initially threatened. Millions of dollars just to prove who ever believed she would actually do that. This is the part of the $376 million housing package, which was her priority. It's her top priority. We got to get all these homeless people off the streets and put them in houses paid for by who? The taxpayers. Which will fail like they always fail. Anyway, she was threatening certain projects because, you got to show me that it's really going to work. Nobody believed that she was going to follow through with that. It's her legacy, folks. Now, the only way that she would have is to maybe line item veto certain Republican districts, cities within Republican districts, because Republicans might have voted against it. Oh, does that ever happen? Nah, of course not. And then about that controversial Oregon dairy, the viral video about how if you're subject to ridiculous regulations, if you milk for raw milk, one goat or one cow. This is really well explained. I've got that article. It's an Oregon Catalyst article. It helps you understand what the issue is and what it is. It is big dairies, big milk sellers using their lobbying power to change the rules to get rid of competition. Why? Because raw milk is competition to them. That's what this is all about. It's raw political power. There's other things out there about Oregon's. The state officials are still struggling with the new Oregon unemployment website. They're still trying to figure out how to make this new website. So apparently, the agency just committed, or rather finished, $106 million website upgrade. $106 million. And it still doesn't work right, folks. This joins a long list of wasteful Oregon products that just don't work. Oh, by the way, speaking of drug overdoses, there's a story about Coin6. There's an outreach team. 14% of the people contacted in downtown in a special short little trial. It was just a 6-day project. 99 people were approached by the Portland Police Bureau and a special project from Multnomah County Board of Commissioners. This is part of Tina Kotek and the commissioner's 90-day fentanyl emergency declaration. So they spent 6 days. They talked to 99 people. Well, there were 99 people that were contacted during the project. Of those, only 14% received same-day drug treatment. So my question is, what about all the other people that were contacted that chose not to? What happened to them? Is 14% success or is it abject failure? Also, Democrats has unanimously voted to shut down the trial of the impeachment trial of Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas. So, all of that's out there, folks. Another Biden, you know, Biden plans to kill this road project in Alaska that would end China's dominance on the minerals needed for all them new batteries, you know, and all those green energy projects. Does that surprise anybody? And who's benefiting from that? And then there's a O'Keefe Media Group. I just got a lot of stuff out there, folks. This is all stuff I want you to pay attention to. Who's really running the old Biden regime? Another undercover video that tells you who. Now, who's undercutting us who believe in America first? Well, it's Speaker Mike Johnson and his newly hired staff. I'll tell you a little bit more about that on the other side of the place. Does that surprise you, by the way?
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back in this 10 minutes to the top of the hour. Mike Lindell is fighting hard, folks, every day so that you and I can, as Americans, enjoy free and fair elections. It's a great reason for you to take advantage of the incredibly awesome products that I use from his company, MyPillow. You know, I've moved into my new home a couple of weeks ago. I bought a lot of products, towels, bed sheets. I just go on and on and on, and I'm going to buy more. They're all made in America, and they're all top quality. And you can buy them at massive discounts. $25 for sheet sets, $25 for 6-piece towel sets, and any order over $75 is free shipping. And you help fund, when you do that, not only great American workers, but his efforts and all the money that he spends going around the country, not only advocating for, but putting his money where his mouth is. In fact, his entire company is on the line here because they want to shut him down to stand up for free and fair elections. He is not stopping. You have to admire that. I do. And one of the ways you can help him preserve your own liberty by the work he's doing for election integrity is to just do business with MyPillow. But make sure you use the promo code PC23. PC23. Get these incredible discounts, incredible products, and support your own future and that of the people you love in this great constitutional republic. MyPillow.com, promo code PC23. This Breitbart story about Mike Johnson is meet the men who flip-flopped Johnson.
What?
Yeah, so Mike Johnson, when he was a backbencher, voted against $47 billion designated to defend Ukraine's border. He said, I quote, the process for passing this bill is almost as ugly as the substance, written behind closed doors, released Monday overnight, and brought for a vote before anybody could possibly read it, much less debate it or amend it, he said at the time. He also voted with Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's introduced a measure, joined now by Congressman Tom Massey, to kick him out of the Speaker's office. He voted with her on an amendment that would have stripped $300 million from a Pentagon appropriations. So how did, they asked the question, how did Johnson go from opposing even a measly sum like $300 million and opposing things like $47 billion, how, at the end of Pelosi's term, how did he go from there to doing what he's proposing today, spending $56 billion for Ukraine? Well, they write, the answer appears to be in who the speaker surrounded himself with on his paid staff. And they name names. And who these people are as part of the inside story. All of that's inside baseball for us. Except this impacts us. And here's how you can use it. Use it to help persuadable people. Stand up for common sense. Stand up for America first. We are spending billions. A guy who voted against sending billions and billions to Ukraine, because even Lori Chavez de Remer will admit to you, they still have not given, the Pentagon still has not given an accounting for all the money, the $130 billion we've given them so far. There's at least $2 billion the Pentagon acknowledges they can't even find. They don't have any idea where that money went. There's up to $20 billion that has been diverted potentially into the pockets of the oligarchs, the rulers, maybe even Zelensky himself. How do you go from opposing this kind of money to the most corrupt nation, perhaps, on the face of the earth? How do you go from opposing that to now supporting it? Because you surrounded yourself with people that you had relationships with, but who were lobbyists, who worked for and still have relationships with companies that are benefiting massively from foreign aid to Ukraine. It's corrupt. This speaker is corrupt. And what we need, and this is how you use this, this speaker that we've, he's a, from all accounts, spirit-filled Christian, man of God. I know that for a fact. But yet he is making decisions. He's flip-flopped. He's been persuaded that it's okay for the federal government, the FBI, and the CIA to spy on you and I without a warrant, which they did 578,000 times, according to the Fox News story, in 2023 alone, without a warrant. He went from opposing that to supporting it. He went from opposing Ukraine aid to supporting it. It's corruption. He's allowed himself to be swayed by the arguments of the deep state. He is not, as the Apostle Paul talks about in Ephesians 6, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. As a good man with a Christian worldview, he's governing as a leftist right out of the pit of hell. How sad. He needs prayer for wisdom and guidance. He also needs to be removed. when you talk about that, talk about how this good man becomes corrupted, you use it as an illustration with persuadable people. We need people serving us on the Salem Kaiser School Board, on the Salem City Council, on the Marion County Commission, on local fire boards, water district boards, library boards, people in the state legislature, people in Congress, and a Speaker of the House. We need people who will stand firm and rock-ribbed for the timeless principles of liberty, which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. For people in America, America first, your children and their safety first at the Salem Kaiser School District. The city of Salem having a police chief and a police force that will stand rock-ribbed against politicians and bureaucrats within the city of Salem government that want to go easy on the Antifa protesters that try to disrupt and break windows and destroy businesses. Yes, that's what we need. And you can use this story of a good man who got corrupted by a process because apparently he wasn't strong enough to stand firm. We need to elect people who above all will stand rock-ribbed for you. Josh writes to me, he was simply a placeholder to burn the clock up right to the pit of hell this October. How sad. Linda writes about Mike Johnson. I keep asking the same question and get no answer. Where did Mike Johnson come from overnight? We had it. We woke up one day or so getting rid of McCarthy. Yeah, that's a good question, a fair question to ask. Doug, sorry I couldn't get to your email. Who's running the federal government regime, he writes? Thugs and criminals. The deep state.